Are you ready to radically enhance your financial future? Join us at ATS University for the Buying Fourplexes from Zero to Hero course. This exclusive training is your guide to achieving a net worth of $10 million and generating $500,000 in monthly rental income. Starting October 16th and running until March 26th, 2025, over 18 weeks, you'll dive deep into the lucrative world of fourplex investments. With our expert-led curriculum, you'll learn everything from identifying the right properties to mastering financial strategies and navigating legal landscapes. What sets this course apart? You'll receive lifetime access to all course materials, including essential documents and contracts for buying and selling real estate, ensuring you have the tools to succeed indefinitely. Plus, enjoy the flexibility of accessing course replays at any time, fitting your learning into your busy schedule. Spaces are limited to only 40 students to maintain an intimate and impactful learning experience. Don't miss out on this opportunity to transform your financial destiny. Enroll now by visiting learn.antoniotsmithjr.com. Secure your spot and start your journey to significant wealth with Buying Fourplexes from Zero to Hero at learn.antoniotsmithjr.com. Transform your future today.
Thank you for joining us for the ATSJR Company's marketing training. Today we are going to discuss catalog accelerators. Basically, what cataloging accelerators? Your accelerators are they're assets that you can use to leverage to accelerate your success. So, what you want to do is identify assets that can be leveraged to accelerate success and fuel marketing campaigns. They can be cataloged in different areas. They can be cataloged by opportunity or activity. They can be cataloged by priority, so high, medium, or low. And here are some examples of ways to classify the type of accelerators. One is your audience list. Yes, John.
Why don't you go through what you're going to go in, and then I'll jump in afterwards. I think I might have something that may fit in with this, but I want to hear the rest of what you have to say to see if actually what I have to say does fit in.
Oh, awesome. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate that. So your first example of an asset would be your audience list. Your audience list consists of customers, influencers, leads, and subscribers. And I will copy and paste these in the chat for you as well. So again, your first list consists of your audience. Your customers, influencers, leads, and subscribers. And then after we go through each one, then we'll go through and give examples of how you could use these in your marketing strategies to help you accelerate your campaign. The next example would be your content. Ebooks, videos, graphics, podcasts, anything like that. Okay, your next one will be your events. So if you're showing up to an event as my mind is going blank on that one. If you're showing up to an event as a vendor, or you're hosting an event yourself, your events can be used as well. Your next one are your digital marketing properties. So that would be your website, your mobile app, your social media, your digital marketing property. The next one, which is actually considered an asset, are your partnerships. Your partnerships with companies, your partnerships with influencers, celebrities, your partnerships can be an asset as well. The next one, your speaking engagement. You can take your, a speaking engagement is an asset that you can use and leverage to help accelerate your marketing campaign. And then you have your sponsorships. Any sponsorships that you have can also be leveraged. So marketing strategies with the greatest potential on return of investment, they tap into and maximize the assets that they have available to them. You can actually build entire campaigns around these. So within your strategic marketing campaign, you can make smaller campaigns based on each of these. So it maximizes your strategic marketing campaign. Prime example, a subscriber conversion campaign could be used to move subscribers into the lead stage. So you can take people who are subscribing to your newsletter and you can move them into becoming a lead. Or you can use your ebooks to add value to emails as part of a lead nurturing campaign. So before I ask our boss man to assist us in breaking down, because he actually utilizes every last one of these assets when it comes to his marketing campaigns. But before I do that, I want to get everyone involved by going through the list, and we're going to mastermind on how you can utilize each one as an asset for your marketing campaign. So we're going to start with the audience list. Remember, your audience list consists of your customers, your influencers, your leads, and your subscribers. So who can tell me who can give me an example of how you can utilize your audience list to help boost and fuel your marketing campaign? Okay, John. Can you hear me, John? There you go.
You got yourself muted, John. Okay, we'll wait. There you go.
I forgot to unmute myself.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now we can't hear you.
Okay. So what I was saying is working with a band, killer music, but we're just not making any traction. So what we're going to do, we had a thought. We're actually going to create a t-shirt that's got a QR code. That's all it's got is a QR code. And we're going to put it on a hoodie as well. And basically, the lead singer is just going to walk around wearing this thing. And everybody sees the QR code, knows what it is. It goes somewhere. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually create a landing page. And we're just going to let the lead singer just be him, you know, and generate noise and say, basically, hey, take a picture of me. And when they go to that landing page, we're still working on it, whether it's going to be a song they can download, or something, or a t-shirt at a discounted price. So basically, we're going to get their name and email address. Then it will take them to the thank you page where they can download that song. But on that page, we're also going to have a bunch of other products that they can buy at that time. And see what that does for us.
Now that is absolutely perfect. Okay, so what John is doing is they are taking actual products, t-shirts, and who does not know what a QR code is? Okay?
Nah, I got you. Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen so you can guys to see what a QR code is. You have actually seen them before. This is a QR code right here. And what you can do, which John is going, like he said, the band leader is going to have that on a shirt. You don't know what the QR code is going to lead to you, and you can create, as you see, you can generate them for free. So basically, the lead is going to walk through the crowd, have people scan the QR code with their phone, and then it will lead them to wherever they need to go, which in return will turn them into leads, which will allow them to be able to use that particular asset, use it as a lead generation, use it as an asset, therefore help push their marketing campaign and push them as a band and a brand. So not only can you utilize just what you have, but you can take products and do that as well. Hold on, because it's too quiet.
We're going to sell that t-shirt with a QR code on it. And a bonus for buying that shirt, we're going to give you an MP3 download of the CD that we've got. So that's going to encourage. So we'll have other people walking around with that QR code and everybody's seeing, what is that? And they'll go, well, I'll just take a picture of it. And so we'll build an army of people walking around with this QR code and people going, what the hell is that?
If I'm not mistaken, that would be considered also guerrilla marketing. It's out of the box. Ladies and gentlemen, when creating your strategic marketing strategy, please think outside of the box. No one else would think about that. The internet is there for you. The internet is there for you to be creative, for you to do whatever the hell it is you want to do to get people to get to you. Think outside of the box. So when it comes to your audience list, what can you do to pull it? What can you do to leverage your audience? What can you do to get your customers to do something absolutely crazy just to get people to know who you are? What can you say to your influencers to get them on board to be able to help you build your brand, get your product out there? What can you do to generate more leads? What can you get to your leads to turn them into paying subscribers? What can you do to get your subscribers to be more active? So with the audience list that you have, with your email databases, with your current paying customers, with the influencers that you have within your circle, with your leads and with your subscribers, what can you do? What ideas do you have that you can reach out to them and get them involved and turn them from paying customers to buying more, from influencers to pushing your product even more to get to people, from your leads going from leads to buyers and your subscribers subscribing more? Who else has an idea of how to leverage your audience list? Antonio does this on a consistent basis. Are you utilizing your email database? Are you utilizing those leads? Because your email database are leads. They're subscribers to your email database, but they're also leads. They've gone through that discovery phase. They've discovered you. They're consistently responding to your emails. What are you going to do to accelerate them to being paying customers?
What we did was we took those lists and we found out if they were on Facebook, and we asked them to follow us. So we're trying to expand who is watching us and learning about Ice Buddy. And so that helped, because then they didn't know we were on, you know, they didn't know we were on Facebook, and we didn't know if they were on Facebook. So we took those names from the email list and just researched, are you on the social media, Twitter, Facebook? And then we shared with them links to our podcasts, so that they could hear it, you know, check this out, you know, we've just uploaded a new podcast or whatever. So that's how we've used them.
Okay. Now that is, okay, Thank you, Ms. Pam. Thank you so much. That's a way to pull your email database into your digital marketing property to help build your marketing. Ms. Adanya, have some kind of contest and poll them. There you go. Now you're pulling them in, you're getting them involved. You're saying, hey, this is what we have going on. If you have a contest and poll your audience, now you know what attracts them. Now you can use that to your advantage with your marketing. I want to share something with you guys that my boss man, thank you, boss man, shared with me regarding what John Lewinsky is doing with his clients. This is an article that was published by Wendy Gladden, April 11, 2019. It says, his violent death at the hands of another Black man is a shame. Hustle had the first smart clothing store in history. Customers were able to purchase a shirt or piece of clothing with a QR code attached to it. Once purchased and scanned, the code was activated and the customers could listen to Hustle's unreleased music on their smartphones. Although he may be gone, his message lives on. So as we see, Nipsey Hussle started using the QR codes to market his material to get more listeners. His name alone got people to come into the store. And now if they know, oh, well, I can get unreleased music before anybody else does on my smartphone.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I just purchased this shirt. Now his product sales go up. These are ways that you can use your customers to help with your marketing campaign. So when you are doing your, yes, sir, did you have something to say? Oh, okay. I saw you do this.
I'm sliding the fly.
Okay. And Bossman just said he also sold a $100 mixtape, which is what made him famous. You have to think out of the box. So when creating your strategic marketing plan, use everything at your disposal. Your assets are a disposal. Your audience list is an asset at your disposal. So those are ways that you use your customers, your influencers, your leads, and your subscribers. Thank you, Ms. Pam, because I'm not sure who else is doing that, but I have not heard of anybody else doing that, taking your email database, seeing if they're on Facebook and reaching out to them. You're building your community, your audience. Your community is an asset. The more you build your community, the more you can market to them and sell to them. The next one is your content. What content do you have? Are you leveraging your content? Do you have any ebooks? Your podcast. How can we leverage ebooks? How can we leverage podcasts? What can you do to leverage these assets to help you in your strategic marketing plan? Now, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, all this goes into your strategic marketing plan before you actually put it into action. This is the planning process, because if you have all this lined up before you even start, you're good to go. You have, and you, we already went through all the other steps. You already know what you need to put together, your everything that you have, all this goes together. So this, what this portion is doing is taking every single thing that you have and helping you create a mini marketing strategy for each of them. So your audience list, create a mini marketing strategy for that. Go into your content, your books, your ebooks, your newsletters, whatever content you have, your videos, your podcast, your YouTube page. Your YouTube page is a digital marketing property, but it is also content. So what can you do to leverage your content? Who has ideas on how you can leverage your podcast, how you can leverage your ebooks, if you have ebooks? How can you leverage your videos? Who has ideas on how you can leverage those items? All right, John. And Ms. Adanya, I saw you unmute your mic, and Michelle G, I think you unmuted yours.
So that's why we're doing that with a QR t-shirt, is giving away the MP3 album, because that encourages you to buy the t-shirt. We're giving you music, so they're not only walking around with this QR t-shirt going, hey, look at it, you know, and everyone asking them about it, but they're going to go, you know what, when I bought this t-shirt, I also got a free, you know, free MP3 album as well. You know, you ought to check it out. But, you know, when they scan it, once again, they get a free song. We get their name and email address. It goes to another page where we're going to sell some more t-shirts and, you know, some more music. So I find the more you can get involved, because we're not making any traction on Facebook. So we figured all of y'all have seen Carrie's video where he stands up and he's basically nude. That's the guy that's going to be out there. So he's got that pretty boy look. So when he's out there on the streets of New York, you know, the girls are going to flock to him, and by showing his shirt, you know, he's going to get them to hopefully scan the QR code, but at the same time, he's going to encourage them, let's take a picture with me. And we're going to start posting that on Facebook so all the girls can go, hey, look, I'm with Carrie. Go to Adorn the Wicked and check out, you know, his photo album with, you know, all of them. And the guys too, I mean, so, you know, we're just trying to think of everything that we can.
All right. And I heard you say, and the guys too, but we all know it's the lead singer that get the most attention. So. But Antonio said Instagram and TikTok for him as well. That's what okay, I don't know if you guys have seen Antonio dunking on everybody, but it's on TikTok. It's on Instagram. I was completely caught off guard when he did it to me. Things like that. And then what you do is you take that and you pull it to you. And then Ms. Adani just said she was thinking of offering mastermind sessions and free teaching like Antonio. See, that's how you leverage these things. That's how you take your content and you leverage it. John, I see your hand is up.
Yeah, so we're actually utilizing TikTok. We've got all their music up there. So what we're going to do is start creating some stories. We're going to get carry a bunch of these t-shirts. We're going to get the QR codes in multiple colors, so he's not wearing the same looking t-shirt every day, as well as on a hoodie, because it's starting to get cold in New York. But we're going to get him standing there for a TikTok thing with some of the music playing. And they'll see the QR code on his t-shirt, and they're going to reach over and grab their buddy's phone so they can stop the TikTok and actually scan in that QR code is the next evolution of where we're going.
All right. Okay. Way to go, John. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Pam.
Yeah, what I did was I'd co-authored a chapter in a book on disaster spiritual care. And so I took content from the chapter I wrote and turned it into podcasts.
All right. Okay, Miss Pam. Also, Miss Pam, if you want, if you're a graphic designer, if there are certain quotes in there that really stood out to you that you want to, you want people to really take attention of, you can have them take that quote, put it on a graphic, and you can use that graphic as well. So that's one of the things that we do with Antonio. Like through his podcast, that's how we leverage his content through his podcast. We'll, Grace and I will take a specific quote that stands out to us. We'll create a graphic to it. We'll schedule the post to go out, and we'll put, if you want to know where the inspiration from this quote came from, and we put the link to where it goes to.
Pull up one of those and screenshot that so they can see it.
Okay.
You can do it while somebody else is talking, but well, actually, let me talk for a second. I'm always telling y'all horizontal video, and I'm right because I'm always right. No, I'm not always right. I'm just joking, but I'm right. However, on Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat, vertical video is what you should be using. Vertical video, just go to TikTok and see. Vertical video is, it's more personal. It makes me feel like I shouldn't be seeing what Pam Norris is doing, but she took me behind the scenes, and that's really cool of her. Wow, that's awesome. That's vertical video. These platforms, Instagram has Instagram TV, specifically designed for vertical video. They allow you to turn it sideways now, but it is designed for vertical video. As of yesterday, because I stay on top of all this stuff. As on yesterday, Instagram TV has series now. They literally allow you to follow your favorite content creator in their series, because most content creators now are developing series. You know, they come up with these characters and these meta characters, and then you follow those. That's it's like watching TV, like a season of short episodes or something. Carrie can do a Give Back series and then a Get Naked series, right? And all sorts of stuff. And he can be dominating on there. So it's focused on Instagram and TikTok for Carrie, because think about it. And just think about this. Most of you, and I want to say all of you, but for the sake of not sounding arrogant, most of you don't go to Facebook to consume music. Right? Is that exactly? That's why John said he's a band of Facebook. It's just not where you can, when you think of listening to music, you do not think of, right, going to Facebook. When you think of seeing what stupid things some politician said, you're going to Facebook for that. When you think of checking the weather because you just heard someone crazy, I mean, you just heard there's some crazy weather thing happening, you haven't seen it on the news anywhere, you're probably going to go to Facebook. Not because Facebook is great, because you trust your inner circle to have posted something about that. Yeah, I get that? It's not that we trust Facebook. We trust our friends on Facebook. And if I'm going to get news, I'm going to get it from my friends. And that's what we trust. Well, you know, SoundCloud, Instagram, formerly music, I mean, TikTok, formerly Musical.ly, and YouTube, and Instagram, TikTok. Yeah, I think I covered it, right? Those places go to music for. Okay, yeah, you got a picture for us?
Yes, sir, I do. So the first one that I have is from your LinkedIn. So as you can see on his LinkedIn, it posts the discovering information for the picture quote visit, and then you have your links. And this is a quote from one, it's actually a quote from your The Secret to Success Law of Attraction, episode 1.
What? Don't tell us. Don't tell us. Click the links. Let's see where it goes. All right. And then can you show us the show notes?
Yes, I can. Now, with this, what Antonio is also doing is maximizing each. If you pay attention to what he does, he uses one piece of content to market and maximize another piece of content. So we did the graphics to draw people to more content. Then he takes that, but what is already going on with that content also get notices as well. Notice his new platform alert. I draw attention to the platform. He draws attention to another platform. It's keeping them in a cycle. It's keeping them within his cycle, like, as you notice, Antonio always say, you stay in my, once you in, you in. No matter where you go, you're going to see Antonio. There it is right there. But not only are we using those, we use those graphics to direct them to his content, but.
Wait. Oh. I knew you was going to do that. You're doing just fine. but hold on, and then we get to John. And on a mobile phone, ladies and gentlemen, all these links here would be hyperlinked. So you wouldn't have to copy and paste. Because you're more likely going on a cell phone, but click that listen on Apple Podcasts real quick. yeah, click that, and it should depend on how you share your screen. All right, so if you got something moved, you're probably just sharing Google Chrome. Share your desktop and show us where that went.
Okay.
And then you can go back to what you was about to do. I want to show y'all something real quick. So when she click on, that's not Apple Podcasts. There we go. So when she clicks on her actual podcast, open those show notes, open that episode again, that show note. And now it becomes hyperlinked all over again. Do y'all see that?
Phone number.
I intentionally do that. People are lazy. Click the phone number down. And if you click the phone number from a mobile phone, it will literally ask you, would you like to dial? Would you like to text? You can stop that. Go back to you can go back and share your screen and go to the other thing you're about to go to. I think you want Instagram. But I want to show people something before John Nowinski goes. Is I'm not just sending you, where did you first, that was on LinkedIn. I'm not just taking you from LinkedIn and showing you. So here is, it just depends on what device that, how you're using it, will it show this way. Apple is trying to take you to its platform, and it's about to if you click that.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm attempting to show you is, I got it set up on purpose that I make sure every hyperlink works. I make sure when I copy and paste and put that in there that they're already hyperlinked. Sometimes on a Word document, you got to hit enter for the little line to turn blue. Right? I'm already doing that because I don't want Adonia to work. I want her to click. I do the work, you click. Okay, you go ahead and show what you want to show them on Instagram.
Okay. So what we also do is take those same graphics. And here, there we go. You see, join his text message community. So he's literally taking his content. He's using the asset of his content. He's taking it, he's created a marketing strategy for each asset that he has. So instead of him just take each individual one has its own marketing strategy. This is his marketing strategy to build his text message community. This is his marketing strategy to leverage his podcast. And then if you look at everything he does, everything he does to leverage something else. He's using
Go back to sharing your screen real quick. For that same screen, we're going to get John Nowinski and Pam Norris. They both have questions or comments.
Okay, there we go.
Now, you said, she said, what did you say, make your own? No, each one has his own strategy.
Mm-hmm.
That couldn't be closer to the truth. That is the absolute truth. Go back to Instagram real quick. Well, actually, go back to you're on LinkedIn right now. That 13,000 followers is considered a large LinkedIn account. 30,000 is the max. After you get 30,000, LinkedIn has what you call an influencer program. It's invite only, and they only invite a certain amount of people a year. Go to Instagram real quick. Someone tell me why. I'm sorry. Go to the podcast real quick, the tab with the podcast on it. Is that there? I got links and stuff here. Okay, now we already showed just hyperlink. Can someone tell me why I don't have links on this Instagram? Go ahead, Donald. Who can tell me why this is different? Why did I have the link? It's a good question. Go ahead, Deanna.
With Instagram, sometimes it's hard to do links on Instagram, but the way
they don't work.
Yeah.
They don't work. They flat out don't work. Instagram, it's mobile and it doesn't work. What you have to do is you have to put the link in bio. It's what you would have to do. Okay. Now, can you go to my home? Can you click on my username? Because I'm about to contradict myself. And can you go to IGTV? It's right above the pictures. Straight down.
Ah, there we go.
Right there. And then click on anyone, doesn't matter. Can someone tell me why I got links in here? See that? Secrets. All right, you can stop sharing your screen. Actually, keep scroll down. You should be keenly aware that Facebook has an agenda. Okay, you can stop sharing screen. You should be keenly aware that Facebook has an agenda. Their agenda is to put YouTube out of business. Now, it's not going to happen, but they want a share of the market. They also want a share of the mobile messaging market. That's why they got WhatsApp and Messenger. Keeping to the cohesion of Deanna's conversation, Instagram, TV, apps, if that alone app, IGTV, links are compatible. If it is just an Instagram post, links are not compatible. So I adjusted, or we adjusted, per platform, even if that platform has different functions. That's very important, because it doesn't make sense to don't post something and have the illusion you're doing a good job if you're not being native and fair to that platform. Just because you post doesn't mean that post works on that platform. Posts on Twitter don't work well on Facebook and vice versa. Okay, Dan, you can keep going. Oh, yeah, John and then Pam Norris too.
I'll let Pam go first and then I'll follow up.
Okay, my question to you was, where'd you get the graphics? Where do you go to get those graphics to then overlay his quote?
Canva.com.
Okay. You put it in the Canva chat.
I got you covered.
Thank you.
And you can also use, for some background photos, you can use Unsplash.com. Unsplash.com has graphics that you can use that do not have any copyrights on them. They're free to download. You upload them to Canva, and then you take you can upload it and then just put everything you want on it. for those who have not mastered graphics, Canva actually has a university on there. Once you log in, it's on the far left-hand side on the home page towards the bottom. It's like it literally teaches you how to use your how to create graphics, utilize them. Canva also has a print. So if you have a newsletter that you would like to print, you can create your newsletter on there and print it. You can create flyers on there and send it to print. So Canva has a lot on there that you can maximize and use.
Thank you.
Very welcome. All right, John.
Yeah, and that's why we're taking a page from Antonio's playbook, is that we were kind of focusing on one little area and then branching out in other areas, but they were all separate among themselves. And we realized what we needed to do was bring it all together. And as we bounce you around, you're always part of what we want you to be. And that's why we really came to the realization that we have a killer, shall we say, spokesman in Carrie as the lead singer. His personality is a rock star. It's being lost by being in, you know, on these platforms. You really don't get a feel for him. But I mean, he lives in New York City with several million people going to shows all the time and just being known. And the key is just to take it out of the virtual world and put it on the streets. And then we'll send you back to the virtual world after you get that warm fuzzy of hanging out with Carrie for a few minutes. So that's really what we're trying to do.
All right, thank you so much, John.
I was typing in the comments, but with John, with the brilliance that John just said, it needs to be said out loud. If that's the case, which I know it's the case, because we've got to see him times, you need to start a vlog centered around him as fast as possible. As fast as possible. If he's going to be that magnetic, that charismatic, then he needs to be on video. And then your platforms need to go to these in this order: YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Actually, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, or time all as one. Absolutely.
The time all together, and he's been really embracing TikTok, and that's really a big, big, big difference. Yes. And then he's doing the Instagram, and then we're going to be getting together, and we had actually talked about that yesterday, was maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks. We're just going to get together. And we're just on a video as well as audio and just talk about what's going on, you know? And
that's right. Taking behind the scenes, man.
Another thing, John, for TikTok is an idea for you guys to run a TikTok contest and have his fans, because you know how people can take a song on TikTok and perform it or create their own little music video. Have his fans run a contest, have his fans use his music to create a TikTok video. So not only does that involve his customers but what it also does is it also spreads his music out even more, because whoever's following his fans are going to hear that music. When they see their friends doing something to it, it'll catch that curiosity, like, oh, what song was that? So I don't know if that's something that you guys have already started doing, but that's also something you can do as well to get his music spread across even more. And it also opens up his fan base to different age groups as well, because TikTok is for, it's the younger people, therefore broadening his age range for his customers.
Absolutely. And then John, after you finish blowing him up, then what you're going to do is you're going to start your social media, what I want to call this. Let's just call it, forget my wordsmithing right now. You're basically going to be the person responsible for taking influencers and regular people and distributing them from the different places, and you're going to go to all those platforms, but you're most certainly going to go to LinkedIn and show the behind the scenes business part of how you made him be distributed so worldwide. And then that will be your money on the, well, that would be additional income for you on the opposite end when you take the business side of that to LinkedIn. Definitely.
Yeah, we actually joked about that. He said, hey, I'm going to take you, show you the top from my killer music. And I said, well, that's all right, because you're not going to get to the top till I show you what I can do to make sure your music gets seen and heard. So, yeah.
There you go. Brilliant.
All
that's
right.
Just how you want to do it. Brilliant. Good job. Good job. I love what I'm hearing from you, John. That's good job. That makes me very happy.
All right. John, Ms. Pam says she loves your swag. All right, so as you're creating your strategic marketing plan, take each of your assets and do that from your products. If you have mugs, pins, how can you use those as assets? How can you leverage those? Your sponsorships, how can you leverage your sponsorships? Speaking engagements, and I'm not going to hold everyone long today, because I want you to literally think outside of the box and create many marketing strategies for each one of your assets. So that is your homework. Take each one of the assets within your company, create many marketing strategies for those, and that's how you're going to leverage each of those assets. But for your speaking engagements, because if you are in business, you are a speaker, period. Every time you go to pitch your business, every time you go to sell yourself to a client, you are a speaker. So with that being said, Antonio, if you can please unmute your mic and give us a rundown of how you use your speaking engagements to leverage your marketing campaign.
So that has two answers, Dan. Speaking engagements is free lead generation, free publicity, and free money. How the heck do you fare is the hard part, okay? But to answer your question specifically, speaking engagements is free money, free publicity, and most certainly free lead generation, especially if you have a product, an email list, some sort of then what you can do is you can have two options. You can sell a $19 product to a crowd of 3,000. 33% of that gets that. So now you got 1,000 that's got the product, but that's 1,000 residual income. And then you give a free product to the rest of the 3,000. 67% of the people get that. So now you walk away with 67 to 76% of the crowd in your email database. And you just keep repeating that over and over and over. And the people who didn't buy, they get funneled. And the people who did buy, they get happy. Go ahead, Deanna, you want to say something?
So you're telling me that you take the asset of a speaking engagement, you leverage that to sell a product, but then you also take that product, which is an asset, during that speaking engagement, and you leverage that to either give it away for free to get more leads, or you sell that product to actually get income, so you're telling me that you actually use an asset to create more assets, or you use an asset to generate leads asset.
Yes, I am incredibly, I'm incredibly conservative that way when it comes to economics, that's for sure. Let me be very, very, yes. And the answer to the question is yes, 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 and yes. Now, let me be very, very concise and simple here. I don't own whatever stage I was just on. I don't own the flight that took me there. I don't own anything about anything that y'all are trying to do. I understand I don't own that. I'm going to write a book, but I understand I don't own a book. I understand I own the pages in the book, but I don't own the book. I didn't print the book. And if you didn't publish it, then you don't own the publisher. And if you ain't put it on Amazon, like if you're not Amazon, then you're getting 33% of your money because it's a third party venue. You don't own none of that. As concisely as possible, I own my email list. And it makes super sense to go get paid or free speaking engagement and put people where I own them. I can't give it to you as powerful as that. That is always my mindset. I understand it. I don't own the perfume I'm wearing, the cologne I'm wearing. I don't own these glasses. I bought them because I'm a consumer, but I don't own them. I didn't even choose these glasses. Choice is an illusion. Here's what actually happened. The United States Army, VA, said, hey, we gonna pick some glasses for you in this season. You get to come back twice a year, every 6 months to get glasses. But I'm gonna tell you what, we gonna choose of all the ones on the wall, and you gonna choose from what we chose for you. So when I bought these glasses, I go, I own these. And that's the illusion. You don't own them. Now, when I go back to the VA and I say, hey, you know, I do this. And every time someone take my vitals, I get their email, pull them in my database. Then I made the VA pay me. Do you understand? You drew my blood? Okay, then. Well, great. Do you know who I am? I can literally help you, you know, exponentially multiply your income from drawing this blood. How would you like to get paid? Yeah. Would you like to have me draw blood or for every blood cell you draw? And I'm going to say, well, I'm that guy. I tell you what I do. How about I give you something for free real quick. Just give me your name, number, and email. I'll have my assistant sign you up. And before you finish drawing my blood, I'll be gifting you about a $300 product. And that sounds good. Yeah, it does. Now, I may not own the VA or the needles or none of the phlebotomy stuff, but I own that lady now because she's in my face. Think like that. That's that answer to your the speaking engagement parts. John, go ahead.
See, that goes back to what we were thinking is that Kerry actually plays in the subways of New York, and he gets people to stop by and everything. But trying to get somebody to actually go to the website or go to, you know, any one of our other platforms to actually listen and maybe buy, we just can't get them. I mean, you know how New York subways are. However, if he's sitting on his guitar and he's got his QR T-shirt on there, guess what? All they got to do is scan it. We got them.
That's right. That's right. Just like that. That's facts. That's why the QR reader is a good way. My version of the QR reader is, hey, I know you're busy. Why don't you just text me real quick? Let's just stay in touch. I'll give you some stuff, you know, just for staying in touch with me. Really? Yeah, man. Take this number down. 409-500-1546. Catch real quick. Me and John saying the same thing. I don't own Apple or Samsung, but I own that number when they get in my phone.
Being for us, we don't own the phone that you're going to take a picture of us with, but you got our QR code, so you're ours now.
There you go. There it is. Now, remember I said your question had two answers, Deanna. All that is the glory of speaking so much. How in the heck do you get there? That's the problem. Humbly I submit to y'all, stop if you don't currently speak a lot, let's put a number on a lot. 100 times a year, okay? Then stop trying to get speaking engagements. Like, stop trying to start there. That's another illusion that you're being fed. Start everywhere you have 100% control, 100% freedom, and 100% discount. Start there. Pick up your phone, go live, right? Put a video on YouTube. Because if you keep trying to start at the engagement, just one or two things are going to happen. You're going to get frustrated because this isn't working. And the reason it's not working is because you haven't built that demand yet for that to work. Right? Old folk in Texas say putting the cart before the horse. Which way? Or the horse before the cart. One of them. I don't remember them all. But you understand what I'm talking about, right? Instead of getting the horse, I got the cart first. Or whatever. One of them, it makes sense. Well, my Aunt Lucy tell it to me. But y'all understand. And you can't. Don't try to be a big speaker first. Take the 100% discount. Go free on the internet. Post with Pam Norris. Actually, it costs Pam Norris nothing to go to unsplash.com. $0 to download a picture. The cart before the horse. There it is. Thank you, PJ. I'm so young. You understand, right? $0. $0 to go to Canva. $0 to go to Canva tutorial, or I didn't even know nothing about no Canva University. $0. And then to be dumping out pictures all the time. Then she builds that audience. Or cost John Nowinski $0 to do Race to 5,000. He can put it out there where you don't care about it or not, but now he has the audience. He can leverage that audience and go get, you know, a speaking engagement or something. That's the other answer. I want all y'all to speak well, speak dominantly, and make money. But if you're not already doing it, start where you can right now. That's for free. Do that first. There's a two-word phrase for that. It's called getting attention. That's what I'm explaining here. Go ahead, John.
So to follow up on Race to 5,000, the goal is by the first or last week of November, first week in December, my book's going to be available with the thought of you buy it, and January 1, you start reading each one of those Race to 5,000 for the next year, 365 of them that I've gotten bundled up, as well as I'm thinking of partnering, combining it with the opportunity to also buy a coffee cup that says Race to 5,000 so that when you're reading it for the day, you can have your cup of coffee, you know, and you see that every day. So that's the next thing I'm working on.
Yeah, no doubt. That's pretty good. So let me follow up on that follow-up and back up John Nowinski's strategies here. Garbarino, I forget his first name. Houston Baptist University, he is a historian. He specializes in antiquity, that's the Roman times, history, and what you would call the apostolic father era of history, or 100 to 500 AD. He's a historian, and he is explaining the character of Jesus through history. Okay, so this isn't anything to do with Christianity. He's talking about history and how history perceived the people around that time. He proceeded to blow my mind with something that he said because it was so logical, and I've been applying it to business ever since. And it's going to happen to John Nowinski, whether he wants it to happen or not. And the good thing is, this is a good thing. He said Jesus was a Pharisee, but they didn't get along. So he said, well, You never get along with the people you most like. He didn't even talk to the Sadducees, but, you know, it's a Pharisee. Then he said this here. This is what blew my mind, Pam Norris. He said, but you know, when he died, the first people to cross over to Christianity were the very people he didn't get along with, the Pharisees. And he asked the whole class, well, why did this happen? And everybody giving all these theological answers. He said, no, you're not thinking like historians. It's simple. They had the most in common. Jesus believed in the afterlife. So did the Pharisees. Jesus believed in the law. So did the Pharisees. When you look at it from a historical standpoint, they just had a lot of I's that dotted themselves. So it made sense to convert over because they had all this in common. Now put that to John Nowinski. The man been writing Raised to 5,000 for years now. So when he writes a book, who do you think is going to be his first customers? Come on, I wasn't talking about the history of Jesus for nothing. There's a great parallel between that and John. The people he got something in common with. All them people reading Raised to 5,000 say, I like your reading style. I mean, I like your writing style already. I like which level of diction you write at. I like your cadence. I like your content. I like you. And all those dots going to get dotted. And the first people that are going to become John Nowinski's book sales on Raised to 5,000. Once again, proving marketing strategies, the power of content, right? Put out content. Don't have to be videos. Write it. But the people who are going to buy from John first will be the people who are fans of Raised to 5,000. Just is. It's just the way it works. Whether he wants that to happen or not, he's already put the asphalt on that road. He's got no choice but for that to happen. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, John. No, go ahead, brother.
I haven't done anything. Yeah, I just put it out there, and it's organically grown up to 340 followers now. You know, and like I said, I don't care whether you like it or not. You're going to see it whether you want to or not.
Makes sense. That Albert Einstein explained what you're doing. Energy over time becomes matter equals MC squared. You just said it. I ain't been doing nothing. How many advertised dollars have you spent, John Nowinski, on Race to 5,000?
Nothing.
Nothing. Just energy over time times the speed of light twice equals matter. That's all he did. That's what E equals MC squared. You put enough energy in one place, it becomes matter. Those 340-something followers that he has organically is a direct result of the energy he put in one place. That's it. It's y'all, we complicate things way too much. Just put energy in one place, somebody's gonna follow that. Go ahead, John.
And then, you know, it's not only those 340, but there's about five or six of those 340 that every time they see one, they have no choice in their minds, and I've got to share this with all my friends. So it extended time. And I also included on what, six groups as well. So, if you're not following on Race to 5,000, and you're following on any one of those other groups, you're seeing every day. Actually, I got kicked out of a group because they said you're not giving anyone else a chance to post content because you should go overboard.
Well, that's a good reason to get kicked out of a group. I'll take that anytime. If you're going to kick me out of group for posting content that I'm not even posting that much, but I'm posting more than y'all are lazy selves, kick me out this group. I'm going to take that. Some L's I'm willing to take. You understand? If you're going to kick me out for that, you go ahead and kick me out for that. John, this is what you do, brother. Do this next. It's also what I'm doing, and I can hear and see that you need to do it too. I want you to go backwards and start focus on bloggers. not vloggers, bloggers. So we're going to go backwards. The era of vlogging just blew up from like 95 to 2002. It's just crazy. It just blew up. Go backwards, John, and go get bloggers. Establish relationships with them and see if you can get your race to 5,000 on their content, because they're always looking for content. And also give them permission to write about you, care about them, your book coming up, like give them, you know, some sort of exclusive. There's a lot of relationships with bloggers. And when you do that, not only will you be controlling your own narrative, but the internet has allowed you to go straight to the people that's going to put out content. And what's most important, and I'm going to have Deanna explain why this is also important. What's most important here is those bloggers have, the old 340-something people are real people. I love to have access to them. That's real people. That's real people that you know a lot about. That is an audience. This is why you still have your Gary Vee's and your Grant Cardone's that do a small podcast. Those are real people. They're going to spend real money. Deanna, explain to them what you explained. Deanna taught me something this week about PR and marketing, and how you taught me something about how the illusion of those two separate things are a lie. And this is what I'm talking about here, John. Go ahead, Deanna.
So before the internet, before the digital age period, public relations and marketing was completely separate. You would have one piece of information go to the publicist to put out the story, then you have one piece of information with your marketing. Well, with how it is today, it's one and the same. You could have someone put out a press release just on their website alone and turn around and do their marketing as well. Today, you have businesses that can take their website, post on their website a release of what they have going on. At the same time, that release becomes marketing for them. So where it used to be completely separate, in today's age, PR and marketing are literally the same thing.
Boom. You do that, John, you're going to sell a lot of books for free. That just made me feel good saying it.
Actually, right now, I'm also really reaching out to friends that have podcasts that fit in with the audience.
There you go.
And we're going to, because we're putting the final touches on how we're going to run, how God answers prayer. We're still finalizing the direction we want to go with that. So all of this all just fits in together. So it's going to be awesome doing that, plus also launching band, rock and roll band careers. So it's really going to be making people scratch their heads when they hear my name.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Last thing I'll say for today, Deanna, is when John Nowinski releases his book, either right before, right when, or right after on his choosing, John, reach out to Deanna. We'll schedule you on the Secret to Success podcast, brother, and we'll help you promote your book, and expect to reach 75,000 people in the first week. And that's downloads, and we'll do that for you and your book for being John Nowinski. So congratulations, brother. Deanna?
Okay. Give me 1 second.
She's making a note to herself so she don't forget, because if she forgets, I'll be like, come on, man. I told you. Yeah, right. Yeah, so yeah. Anyway.
I actually also sent a note to you. It just
you
popped
did.
In my head.
Is it on line up?
No, it's in chat.
I think. Oh, yeah. That was automatic. That's automatic.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what she said. I think you should have Pam Norris on the Secret to Success podcast doing what it says. That's automatic. Well, that's what that message says. Look at that. Look at that. Not a Pam secret,
if that's not a secret to success, I don't know what is.
Yeah, no.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no. That's automatic. That's she's going to be a frequent guest. That's for sure. Go ahead.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, we're not going to go through every single one of these because I literally want you to think outside of the box. Do not limit yourself. As a kid, we never put limitations on our imagination. As adults, we limit every single thought that pops into our head. I want you to go back to a kid when you are creating your strategic marketing plan. Go back to that little five-year-old that was playing outside in the rain with your rain boots on, with the umbrella, but you had on shorts and a jacket. That's the kid I want you to go to singing whatever song you were singing. I'm talking about myself. Whatever song you were singing at that time, because your thought process was just that creative. Go back to that kid who used to put the sheets over every single couch in every single chair and create a tent, create a club that you had your food in. You included the TV, so you have the TV. I want you to go back to that person. Go back to that child, that mentality, that thought process when you are creating your strategic marketing strategy. The reason being is you now have the internet. You have more at your fingertips than has ever been available to you or any other business. So you have no limitations on what you can create. Take every asset that you have and think of whatever it is, be it a horse jumping through a hula hoop full of fire into a glass cup. Figure out how to do it or find somebody who could do it for you and get it done. Be it putting the largest poster on the side of every single bus that drives through your city. Having a street artist tag the side of a building. Yes, these are marketing strategies. Whatever you can think of, do it. Put it within your marketing strategy because your marketing strategy is just that. It's a strategy. That's why you have a budget. That's why you want to make sure that you know who's in line for what. What programs are you going to need? Who are you going to need that's a master in this area or that area? What does your audience base look like? How many people are natural? How many people are organic growth? How many people are from leads? How many people were generated from this area, from that area? How many people in your email database? How many followers do you have? What does your podcast following look like? All of that information is what you put into your strategic marketing plan, and it's also one reason to know who you're marketing to. Who are they? What do they like? Where do they shop? Why do they shop? How they shop? Your strategic marketing plan puts all of that into place. And now you're going to take every single asset that you own and make many marketing strategies within your strategic marketing strategy to put it all together. So your homework is to make a list of every single asset that you have within your business.
That Pam Norris is going to do. She's going to do the homework.
She does it every single time. I get an email every week that I have a homework assignment. I get an email every Miss Pam is not playing. That's why I said secret to success, because she is not playing at all. Your homework assignment is to do just that. Take every single asset and build many marketing strategies within those. And put it, if you have been doing the homework, put it with your marketing strategy, because this is only step 8. There's 7 more steps. This is only step 8. And by the end of this, you will have a detailed blueprint for every marketing strategy you ever want to do. You can take that marketing strategy and put it towards every project. You can put it toward building your brand. You can put it toward every product you have coming out. Even if you're doing an event, you can take, now you're going to have a blueprint for every single thing that you do. A marketing strategy is not just for branding. A marketing strategy is for product, services, books that you write, whatever you have come out, you can do a marketing strategy for it. And now you have a detailed blueprint on how to maximize everything that you have at your palm. So ladies and gentlemen, that is today's marketing training with the ATS JR Companies and the ATS Business University. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody's homework come through my email at Diana@theatsjr.com or info@theatsjr.com. Everyone have an amazing day today, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow for our business training at 12 noon. Have a great one. Love you more, Phil.
Are you ready to radically enhance your financial future? Join us at ATS University for the Buying Fourplexes from Zero to Hero course. This exclusive training is your guide to achieving a net worth of $10 million and generating $500,000 in monthly rental income. Starting October 16th and running until March 26th, 2025, over 18 weeks, you'll dive deep into the lucrative world of fourplex investments. With our expert-led curriculum, you'll learn everything from identifying the right properties to mastering financial strategies and navigating legal landscapes. What sets this course apart? You'll receive lifetime access to all course materials, including essential documents and contracts for buying and selling real estate, ensuring you have the tools to succeed indefinitely. Plus, enjoy the flexibility of accessing course replays at any time, fitting your learning into your busy schedule. Spaces are limited to only 40 students to maintain an intimate and impactful learning experience. Don't miss out on this opportunity to transform your financial destiny. Enroll now by visiting learn.antoniotsmithjr.com. Secure your spot and start your journey to significant wealth with Buying Fourplexes from Zero to Hero at learn.antoniotsmithjr.com. Transform your future today.